For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to Pragertopia.com, sign up, and become a full member. Well, I have one of these, he needs no introduction guests, but I'll introduce him anyway. Jesse Waters of Fox News is well known, very well known. He's co-host of The Five, host of Jesse Waters Prime Time, two highest rated cable news shows in America. Now, let me tell you something. This book is so up my alley. What he did was decide to interview leftists, not liberals, but what I call leftists, and ask them what makes them tick. I can't think of a more important thing to do. And he finds that, for example, I'm reading from the jacket, that he liked a lot of these people. Remember how often I've said nice people do damage? Look at Minnesota. Minnesota Nice is its unofficial motto. Second, listen to this. Most of these people, this is Jesse, it is rare that I say that the jacket earns people's reading, but this is the case because it's so well said. Most of these people didn't need legislation. They needed a therapist. That is very well said. What prompted you to do this? Did you wake up one morning, have a road to Jesse Waters Damascus, and go, wow, I want to talk to these people?
Well, like my last book, I did this for the money.
I love it. But you're funny. Also, you are genuinely funny, and I said that way behind the scenes about you. Go ahead.
Remember on the O'Reilly Factor when I used to run around the streets and interview crazy characters?
Yeah.
I was only able to do that, Dennis, for like 3 or 4 minutes at a time. And I thought, why don't I actually listen to these people? Apparently, I figured out how to listen at age 45. And it turns out listening is really important. So what I did was I found probably 2 dozen of the most radical fringe activists I could find, people that want to open the borders, empty the prisons, defund the police, topple the statues, legalize drugs and prostitution. And they spoke to me and told me their life stories for hours, their deepest, darkest secrets, as you said, what makes them tick. And at the end of the conversation, I figured out why they believe what they believe, because they have personality disorders, because they're irrational, and because they've had horrible upbringings, absent dads, abusive moms, drugs, sexual assault. And instead of getting it together, they've said, I don't have any issues. Society has the issue. And we need to remake society so I feel better. And how is that working out? Not so good, because now their problems have become our problems. So we just need to tell people, because we've forgotten how to say this, get it together, knock it off. Or how about this word? No. And if we do that before it's too late, before they're 20, 30, 40, 50 years old, this country will be in a much better place.
Folks, I am smiling so consistently that my cheeks hurt. Jesse, you wouldn't know this, but I have said all of my life the great difference between my religious, in my case, Jewish education and secular education is I was taught that the biggest problem in my life is Dennis Prager. And, and they're taught the biggest problem in their life is America.
Thank you.
But you now have the evidence. I am curious, why would they agree to talk to you?
I'm still wondering the same thing. If you were a liberal extremist, would Jesse Waters be the person you'd confess your life?
Yes, right. So what is the answer? You don't know. You don't. They just did.
Many people are narcissists, and they want to talk about themselves. And many people they haven't been listened to. They haven't been heard. So given the opportunity, and it's a lot more disarming when you do something for a book. If I said, I'm going to put you on live TV for 3 minutes at 8 o'clock on Fox, a lot of people say no. But if you say this is for a book project and I'm not here to judge, I'm just here to listen. Well, I'm here to judge silently. They will be a little bit more open to it. So they've come to the table and they've spoken to me for way too long. And they've told me things that they've told nobody. And they probably should have kept to themselves. But they've opened their hearts. They've opened their minds. And for them, they changed their attitudes. They dug a deeper ditch.
All right. We'll be back in a moment. The book is Get It Together, Troubling Tales from the Liberal Fringe. Jesse Waters, up at DennisPrager.com. For the full episode of The Dennis Prager Show, go to PragerTopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.